The second feature today is our regular football report, brought to you by Chris Gorham and Rob Butler. Here they are with the football news.
Hello, this is Chris Gorham from BBC Radio Norfolk. I'm joined by Rob Butler to talk about all things Norwich City. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Chris, and hello everyone else.
Now,
as well.
We haven't done one of these for a few weeks, and apologies for that. But it's not just that we're so down about Norwich City's recent results. It's Rob's been moving house. We've not seen much of each other the last few weeks,
have
we, Rob?
You.
Well, I've missed you as well, but that was put right by that journey back from Swansea.
Yeah.
6 hours at the weekend, and we start with Norwich City in the relegation zone. That they're 9 points adrift of the team in 16th now. That's where we are. We're 9 points away from being 16th. It's not looking good, is it?
You can't blame fans, Chris, for thinking we're down. You really can't. Norwich City are on a terrible run. Lots of people have been throwing around lots of stats. One was that it's the worst run since 1946, 1 point in 9 games. I mean, that's just dreadful. And that's relegation form. It's changing the manager form. I don't think Norwich will change the manager, but you can understand fans coming out and wondering why there hasn't been more noises from the board and perhaps a little bit more drastic measures. But it looks like they're going to stick with Alex Neil. That's probably going to be the right decision in the long term because he's a good manager. But can he keep us in the Premier League? Has he got enough nous?
I agree with something that the former Norwich player Chris Sutton said on the radio. He was talking earlier this week, and he said that, yeah, Norwich do look doomed, that they are in trouble, but he has some sympathy with Alex Neil. He says this probably was always going to be the case. They were always going to struggle, Norwich City, because they're newly promoted. The bulk of the squad that they've got is the same as the squad that was relegated 2 seasons ago, and It hurts you to say it, but maybe the squad Norwich have got, the players Norwich have got, just are not quite good enough to stay in the Premier League, and maybe actually Norwich are only achieving what is the best they could achieve to still have a chance of staying up at this time of the season, which they have, but it's not looking good.
No, I mean, Chris Sutton's, he doesn't pull punches, does he? But it's hard for Norwich fans to listen to that. I mean, it's something that was said, and I think as Norwich fans, we always think the former players are going to stick up for your club and say, come on, we can do it. But he's right. There's lots of things he said that were right. And as I say, on Canary Call and the various other things we do, lots of fans are downbeat. Lots of people are ringing in moaning. You know, 3 months ago, we perhaps would have shut them down and said, oh, stop moaning. Come on, let's get behind the team. Let's get behind the manager. He's a good young manager. Now, I can totally and utterly empathise with those fans who really are at the end of their tether. You know, there was thousands travelled to Swansea. The club did a great thing and gave them free buses and £10 tickets. But still, a long way to go. I think you'd rather have your tenner back than sit there through that first half, because it was just dreadful. And where do we look? Manchester City, next game up. Probably the toughest game you can ask for at home. It's not going to get any easier. The only thing that Norwich do have in the locker is the fact they have got them big home games coming. But where's the evidence it's going to change? Where's it going to come from? Where's the spark going to come from?
And that's the issue, isn't it? I think what makes you scratch your head and what makes me feel sorry for Alex Neil is that you can understand pretty much all the decision he makes. You can understand why he wants to get certain players on the pitch at certain times. You can understand why he's changing things when it isn't going very well. And actually, we're seeing flashes of games, like against Chelsea, like against Leicester, and even long periods of games where you're rubbing your hands together as a Norwich fan and thinking, here we go, it's turned. We're putting this team under pressure now. And it still just doesn't quite happen. We've sat there over the years as Norwich fans, never mind the stats telling you this is the worst run since 1946. I get that, and it's not great. But we've sat there and we have watched Norwich City teams that have been utterly hopeless over the last few years. And you thought, well, this isn't going anywhere. I think the frustrating thing is I don't get that with this team. I look at them and you see them a little bit against Chelsea and a little bit against Leicester, and you think, there's something there. I know that they need a bit more, but they're not utterly hopeless, and I think that's why it's so frustrating. If it was 5-6-0 to Chelsea, 5-6-0 to Leicester, then okay, hold your hands up. But they're not that far away in so many games, and that is why I have a lot of sympathy for Alex Neil.
I do, I agree, but what I will say is, yeah, fair enough against Chelsea and Leicester. All right, believe it or not, Leicester are one of the big teams now. They're top of the league against Aston Villa, Swansea, Bournemouth, Watford, teams that we should be looking to at least get a point of if we're away from home. We were hopeless. And you were there, you saw it as well as I did. They're some of the worst performances I've seen from a Norwich team for a long time. So while I take on board what you're saying against the better team, even against Tottenham, all right, result. We had bits. So why is it that they can
There's
play against
in
the
there,
big
though,
teams?
Isn't there?
Yeah, but why can't they do it when they really need to? because, you know, it's going to come up, you know, West Brom away, winnable game. All right, they've had a good little run, but we've won at the Hawthorns before recently, you know, we've seen us do it. Did it in the FA Cup, everything. You know, why can't we do that now when it matters? We will wait and see, but I've got this bad feeling that we'll turn up, roll our sleeves up, and ultimately end up losing the game, which is not good enough.
That's it. It's the inconsistency, isn't it? That's what I'm trying to say. You see these performances that make you think something's going to happen, and then the next week, it's not there. And I think that's why it is. That's what I'm getting at. That's why it's so frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
It's not as if they're just rang awful every week, but they're where they deserve to
what
be.
What can be done? We don't know the answer, but what?
That's why we're here.
But what can be done? Exactly. That's why we're sat here and not in the dugout. But what can be done? What can Alex Neil do? He can't. The best players are fit. You know, he's lost Alex Tetti, but Alex Tetti, good player, but he's not a match winner, I wouldn't say. He's a good, solid midfielder. What can he do to change it? I mean, it's going to get desperate. It's going to be like put Lafferty in, which is good luck to Carl Lafferty. He's bided his time. He might come in and score some goals. But if you get into that stage, when your £8 million striker Naismith can't do the business and you have to put Lafferty in, well, we could have put him in August, you know. It's a worry. It's a massive worry.
Let's see where this all ends. We'll speak to you again next time.